Okay, everyone, please sit down, get organized, get settled. Now, to accommodate A, those who were not my shiur last year, and B, to accommodate those who may have not learned Hamafkid and Ashur last year. So when we get to anyone who was in my shiur know who's seen this Amid before, I'll make believe everything from scratch. Okay. Mishnah. Kishahotzi Mishuso Nasol of Ganav. Ukuno. So Rashi has a very specific shot here. He began doing a Mishicha to Nishus Bailim. But finally, he pulls it out of the Rishus Bailim. Rashi says, from the moment he leaves the Rishus Bailim, he's a Ganav. He did a Mashiach outside and then took it back in the Shus Bailim for Tvicha Mipnazagrav. So Rashi is telling us a very important thing. In order to become a Ganav, you have to do a Mashiach. That's according to Rashi, that's what it's telling me. Hoya Ganav, Hoya Moshcha. Ganav Moshcha v'yotzei poter miklum. Higbio afilu b'shus bailim. Sharei hagbo kona b'chol makom. Hagbo is always kona. Rashi does not put any qualification on this. Okay, now. Tosis. Ganav v'tor mor b'shus b'shalo higbio askin it. Higbio havikoni. And that's what we're going to say. Now, Tosis here. Now, let's continue. Aval gana v'tava chumacha b'shusam potur. But if he did the gnei v'tvicha mechir and it's el and the b'shus is potur, why is he potur? Because there's no gnei. Gnei v'rashi says requires a mashiach or a hagbo. Okay, now this is a mysterious end of the mission. Says Rashi. Nosno ba'olov l'b'choras b'no. First, the Kohen behez sloyim shall pidyon ha'ben. So he says, if I gave this thing to a Kohen for pidyon ha'ben or a b'chov, to a shomer, nothing happens until they do a mashicha. So what's it telling me? Nothing to do with gneva, the Kohen to lishna rishona, Elish Nakama, it's only telling me that all these things, other things, also require kinyan. Elish Nachmina, no. Nosnu Ganev Lubchoras Beno. Nosnu Shomba Mokom Shagonvo Lashom Bechina. No. The Ganev walked into someone's house, into someone's yard. And there's a sheep there. And he tells the Kohen, take the sheep for Pidyon HaBen. Tells the Balchol, his Balchol, take this piranachol. Tells the shomer, take it and you become a shomer. So Rashi says, Potah ganav miklum. Shachmina ik, why? Moshnok. But if they did a mashiach, the chayef. Who? Talk about the ganav being chayef. You take a look in the Rambam. Rambam has the third pshat. Perek Beis Hilchos Gneiva. Tezayin. Hagon Hibishus Balam Hol Higneva Adain Hibishus and Potim in our cave. And I'm talking about Mochisham Bishus and Pot. And be like name is Chayef. Nos to Sham Babes Habolam Labachoros Bno Bachobo. You're not talking about the Chiyuv of the Ganev, you're talking about the Chiyuv of the Shomer of the Kohen or the Balchov. So you have three basic pshatim in the second part of the Mishnah. Mishnah and Ravid says he doesn't like it. Near Midvar, Hadak Tanib Masnikin, Higbio Shomer Chayiv, Kevel, Lebolam Koma, Lefisha Hu Ganev, Tain Hechi Shaminim. He says, Tigna Mashiach Abashamah. Ravid says like the first pshat in Rashi. Okay, now, before we get started to understand what's happening, there's a very key tosis here. Well, even before the tosis, let's take a look in Parashat Mishnayos. Parashat Mishnayos sets down two very important yesodos. What?
Before the
riff. Okay, fine. Limdu al sonu dzos haloch shnei ikrim. This mission teaches two fundamental ideas. Ganav lo yikore ganav et sheyovei also dova hagonav b'shuso. V'yikna also b'derech midarche kniyot hamatalum kvar kodem be'uron b'perek rishon b'kadush. He says as follows. In order to become a ganav, after a kinyon, take it into my rishus with a maisa kinyon, the same maisa kinyon, as it says in the first parak of Kedusha, which defines all the different Maisikins. Asheni, Abba Shomrim, Konam also Adova, Hanitin Lam, Lishmolin, and Sheyu Chayovim Bishmiroso, Yeschai, Kolechem, and Bedinam, Yuchodam Lam. Moshe's boy, and Lokonu also a metal, and Echum, and Adrochum, and Niknum, and Metal, Nekachum, and Kamoshin's boy. No Masha, Armu, Tiknum, Bishicha Bishomrim. Okay. A ganav requires a maisa kinyan lahachnis lishuso, and it's the same maisa kinyan that you acquire in Mecca from Memkar, says the Rambam. And a shomer requires a kinyan in order to acquire kinyan a shmira. Let's read lishuso. Also, they have to be koned of the thing. I need them lishmo. She chayom b'shmiroso v'yischayv kolechem b'dinam yuchodem lehem. Oh, and they have to do a regular maisa king. Okay, now, this in mind. So it comes along Tosus, and he has a headache here. Okay. So he says, don't say, okay, the Mashiach for Ganev is good if I take into Rishus HaRab. The Mashiach for Liknos, I have to bring it into my Rishus. Don't say that. Why would someone say that? So of course, someone does say that. If you take a look in Ksubis, the Vlamen Aleph on the base, there is two deus in Tosfos between Machlok, between the Ri and the Ritzva, to say that, whether to say that or not. Now, and what's the Sfara? So Reb Chaim and Shurim and Chaim Alevi. It's Dav Beis Dav Gimel. He says it in two places, either Dav Beis Dav Gimel and a Sefer. Very beginning and somewhat later, he says as follows. According to the Mandomar, that Mashiach works for Ganav into Rosh Hashanah, Mekach Memka requires requires his Rishus. Simple. Gneva is a Kinyan Lahavkia. While in order to be counted something after kinyan lahafkia ulahachnus, if you sell me an object after taking it from your, what's the kinyan taking it? Mice are taking it from your rishus, bring it into my rishus. And that the machlokas there in the Gemara is it's only a kinyan lahafkia or also kinyan lahafkia ulahachnus. But Tosa says even ganiv's lahafkia ulahachnus. And our Tosfos don't say there's a difference. Ganav is only a kinyan lahafkia. And in Ksubis, Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis, you'll take a look in that Tosfos in Ksubis. It is lahafkia. One says it's only lahafkia, but also lahachnas. That's what we're talking about. So a kinyan can do one of three things. The kinyan mashicha might be either lahafkia, lahafkia lahachnas, or lahischayev. There are kinyanim who the whole purpose is lahischayev, to create hischayevs. According to a whole group of rishonim, and this is the mashicha of a shomer is only lahischayev, not to take it from lahafkia or lahachnas. Now, what Tosfos wants to bring a raya. What's his raya? V'sharknis medarshin leil gabei ganim eli al yodo gago chatzir v'kapifu meinai mashal machayv ela b'mokam shiroi liknos. Let's take a look at that Tosfos. The Gemara says like this, the bottom of Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Motzi Timot Lohu Diotso, my boy Lechatanya, Yodo, Eli Eli Yodo. Gagu Chatsiro Vakapifo Minayin, how do I know? Then if I steal it with the Kinyan Chotzer, he's also going to be chayyeh. Kamad lomay motzi tomotzi v'yodah mikomokom. Says Tosfos like this. Perish shigonvo v'yodah mamish gagor tzir kloma shihikisho b'makom v'chatzeru shabalabayet v'nichnutzo gago v'chatzeru kapivo. V'yitzroch l'rubay chotzer v'ashme'inen. The chotzer kona ap v'chovoso otema kishliach dami and shliach dvar ve. Kamash on the kona can far perkam bo metziyah dvar ve heichel shliach dvar chiyuva v'chemuch chosim kedepreshes. So he says, how are you kona it with? How are you chayev kefil with kinyan chotzer? Let's say an animal walks into my chotzer and I close the door. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says what? He kishu b'makal b'chatzeru shabal abayis. Why does he say that? I'm not mistaken. I'm not used to all the chotzer, so someone put this on my desk. See if I can find. It's a rishash. Rishash jumps up, if I remember properly. says here, L'chore ze have a Mashiach. Let's listen on the Kishuv, Rosh Hashanah Tosin. The Mashiach, the Kishuv Makam, okay? V'amalei Gagal, I feel besimta, L'ravina v'ksuvas. Now, the comment, this is Rashi begin, Bo Metzi, Perish, Shinichna, Shashom, and No'al before Neha. Comes along the Rosh Hashanah and says, wait 1 second. And this, the Meir Tzisham Bli Nedir, you're going to, for tomorrow, you'll take a look at the Tosin and Ksubas. And the Mara Makamos, so the Rasha says, what Tosis is making a point. And he quotes a Rashi in Gittin Bo Metzia, that what is Yechayev Geneva for what? Yechayev Geneva, if he walked in, closed the door. But not if he didn't, but Tosis seems to say, he was machnas into his Rishus. So let's see it tells us again. Glama shikishu v'makal mechatzeru shabal abayis. Nirzal legago chatzeru kapifo of the ganif. Izgulam voy chotze lashmir the chotzekon avu chavotso. So was it? It's not. So what is Tosus saying? Tosus is saying that what is the kinyan? It's kinyan chotze. But what is the kinyan chotze? I'm machnasin into my rishus and taking it from the rishus balabais, but I'm using a kinyan chotze. So why is Tosus and I test quote this? Tosus is saying a very simple thing. Tosus is saying, don't say that a ganav just needs a kinyan lahafkia. The way I learned pshat in Samachay Omer Aleph, it, even if he does a kinyan lahafkia, that's not good enough. He has to do a kinyan lahachnas. And the kinyan lahachnas is, what is the kinyan lahachnas? He was mafkia mirshus bailim. It's not enough to mafkia mirshus bailim. He has to do a kinyan to take it into his rishus. And therefore, sometimes it's a mashiach that takes it into his rishus. Sometimes it's a chatz that takes it into his rishus. But he has to be machnas into his rishus. Not enough, it's nichnas to his rishus, and he just closes the door. So we'll see this. I'm just outlining everything we're going to be doing in the immediate. And that's, okay, let's continue with doses. Yes.
If it's a kinyan
lahafkia,
that's still
gzeila. Well, get my dear man. This is take my dear man. I outlined the thing. I gave you Mara Makomos. I'm speaking to ostensibly intelligent Jewish minds here, who I want them to see it inside and figure that out, and then we'll. And I gave you what Reb Chaim had to say about it, and then we'll be able to sort it out. Okay. I'm outlining it. It's up to you to use those tools to figure it out, and then I'll tell you what I think about it. Okay? Clear? Okay. This is the outline of what Tosus has to say. Now, this is today is a live fly airplane just telling you what everything's about, where we're going. Also first Pshat and Tosfos is very difficult. Rashi is very difficult. Because according to the first Pshat and Rashi, he says, Tzorach refers to also Loshen Shemes B'Pshia V'lo Kiyorche V'lo Loshen Chiyo P'tor Lo Shach B'Choriz B'no. It doesn't fit in the Loshen. So, L'Chotz M'Shum Achmin and Okim. It doesn't mean a Chiyo with you, because the others say Chiyo. Tosefta, K'toni, Higbiyo Nosel B'Choriz B'no Mashma, that Ganef Koy. That by the Matzorach Hagbo. Didehu. Yod. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. We'll have to make sense out of it, because Rashi does seem to reject it. He does quote it. But if you take a look at the Ravid I showed you, the Ravid happens to adopt that as his pshat. So we're going to have to make some sense out of it. So what does Tosa say is the pshat? And the ganav is chayev through the mashicha of the shomer, etc. Now, there's a very key tosis here on the involvement base. With the name Shehiki Shua, says Tosis, Lugos Lomairi, Kimuka Globi Rushalmi, Hoshev Lomilsa de Pshita, Kamacho Yoshev Hamar. Okay. What is it? What does the Yerushalmi say? Let's say I open someone's corral door. He has all these sheep there, and I have no interest of taking it for myself. I have only interest of his losing it. And I bang him, and then, get lost. Says Tosis, that's not gazela. You have to have kavonas gazela for gazela to be gazela. Now, I have to have come on his claim. Now, what does come on his claim mean? To take it for myself, or to put it in some rishus other? Is it a come on lahafkiya, come on lahachnas? Okay. That is, if you take a look in Shur ben Chaim Alevi, he quotes this Tosis in two places. He has three different pshatim in this Tosis. They may be all correct. We'll take quotes one on that base and one later. You look in the index, quotes what he does with his Tosis. So there has to be some kavona in gzela for l'shem gzela. Now, that's number one. So you have a ganav, and that means someone went on vacation. He got into this person's house, and he invites someone in the house and says, I want you to take everything out, put it in storage for me, and put it in your warehouse, and I'll pick it up at some future date. That's what he gave it to a shomer, to be a shomer on it. I walk into someone's house, he's on vacation. I call a warehouse company. I say, I'm packing all my stuff, keep it in the warehouse until I tell you some future date. Okay. Who's chayev? The warehouse is chayev? The ganav is chayev? Or none of the above? Or he gave it to Choras Beno. He called in a person he owed money to and says, listen, take all the contents in payment of the debt. Exactly what we're talking about. Who's chayev? According to the second pshat in Rashi, the ganav is chayev. According to the Rambam, the shomer is chayev, or the kohen is chayev, etc. It's a gneva b'shogeg. A gneva b'shogeg we're going to see is a very interesting thing. It's another issue. After davening, I take someone's hat, I put it on my head, I think it's my hat. And I go home with it, and something happens. Am I gone of a nut? I thought it was my hat, he takes my hat, he thought it was his hat. And then we discovered, oh, it's not. So I had no intention of being a gone of. I thought I had every right to take my hat. Just was confused. If it is my hat, it's not my hat. Tzigana b'shogeg.
What's the shogeg?
I didn't intend to take it away from someone. I thought what I was doing was hetagomer. There are two levels of shogeg. Wait 1 second. Let me finish talking, Rabbi Weiss. There's one, I think it's mine. The other, I think I'm rightfully entitled to it because I think it's someone else who's giving it to me. In both cases, I have no intention, I have no kavanas geneva gzela whatsoever. I think what I'm doing is totally justified. Is that a gneva or not? So the Rambam apparently says it is a gneva. Certainly because I had a king, I had from the Rambam's case, and a kavana liknos. Now, what about in the case where I think it's my hat? So I didn't have kavana liknos. Is that a gneva or not? That's something. That is, it's a gemara. You go to the Beis Hamerchatz, and you switch coats, and you switch clothes in the Beis Hamerchatz. Is that a gneva or not? You know, that means that going to shul you switch your hats by mistake, and then you realize it's someone else's hat. All of this is what we're going to begin to look at now. Okay. Gneva requires a kenyan. What sort of a kenyan? Do you need kavana liknos? So kavana liknos, or just kavana to bring into my rishus? What sort of kavana do you need? Next, so Tosis comes up with a tremendous idea. Tosis comes up with a tremendous idea. That why is the God of Chayiv? Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Generally, we have a cloud, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So there are two Gemaras about Shliach. There are three Gemaras about Shliach L'Dvar Aveira we have to understand. Tosis called the Gemara Bob Metzia. What's the reason for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? One man Dama says, the reason, one Tzad says, Divrei Rav, I tell you, I hire you to go kill somebody. So you're the Rotzeach, and I'm not a Rotzeach. So why? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomer. Yeah. One is you have no business listening to him. Don't listen. Don't pay attention to what he says. He told you to kill him, but the Torah says don't kill him. So no shlichus. Maybe. There's another man, Dama, says no. I'm not a mishaleya because I told him to do it. He had his own independent bechira chafshus. He didn't have to do it. He knew that it was also. So I wasn't sure that there was no guarantee he was going to do it. That's he boy over, he boy low. Okay, if you take a look in the Gemara and Kedushin, the Membeis Omer Aleph, Mer says, Shammai Azokin. Says, Omer Haverot Seva Harogas Anefesh. Shammai Azokin says, Chayef. Why? He has exerced a cause of Oso Harakta Becher Veneyamo. David HaMelech told Yoav to put Uriah HaChiti on the front line with the idea that he's going to get killed on the front lines. And the Navi came and told David HaMelech, also Harakta, Yudrotzeach. Okay, so Shammai HaZokin says, Chayef. We paskin, he's not chayav misa. And the Gemara says, no, it's gram rotzeach, whatever. There's a Gemara there, talks about when you are chayav, why you are chayav and why you're not chayav. Now, in order to understand that, wait a second. There are three people who are involved in the killing of Uriah HaChiti. David HaMelech, and he gave a command to Yoav to put him on the front line. And there's the specific Ammoni who shot the arrow that killed him. Now, no one says that David HaMelech or Uriah HaChiti or man of that person is a shliach to kill him. No, he killed him. Why did he kill him? Because he's fighting a battle, shooting his arrows, throwing his spears. and someone's going to get killed. So the question is, what does it have to do with Shlach L'Var Avera? Okay. There's another Gemara. It's a Gemara in Me'ilah Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. If you take a look at the Gemara here above, Ayat Tes Amud Aleph, it says, Afa Gav the B'chol HaTorah Kula, in the Gemara before the Mishnah, B'chol HaTorah Kula, Ein Shlach L'Var Avera, Hochi Yei Shlach L'Var Avera. My time, utfachu macharo, tu chayde achem achayev, ashmin et sefer gone. Okay. So, what does he ask? The Gemara says, tvicha, if I'm chayev for tvicha machira, I'm chayev dalav vehey, even if somebody else does the shechita. There's our cause. The Gemara says, there are a few instances. One is tricha. Another is me'ila. Me'ila daf chafala fomer aleph. The Gemara is in shochel b'yad katan. What is me'ila? I steal something, I take it away from Hektish. So let's say I give it to someone and he does the kinyan. So not to be a katan, a katan does it. The Gemara says, oh, I b'holab and eshlichas ninu. Me'ila chaf aleph amar aleph. So the Gemara says, oh, it compares it to the following case. A person wants to put an Eiruv in a certain place. He doesn't want to go there. He gives a trained monkey, and the monkey puts it in that place. That's a Hanochas Eiruv. What is the Gemara trying to tell us there? So Chaim was Masbir, a very simple thing. Sometimes in Averi Yochayev, because you did the Mais Averi. When Yesh Shliach Nadvar Averi, you're not Chayev because it's a Shlichas, his Mais is Chal for me. So what's the Gemara comparing? A Hanochas Eiruv Ayyidei Kof. What's the Gemara comparing it to? It's the Aveira is I'm chayiv because it's Nachmat Nasa Machmosi. I caused it to happen. What Tosis says is as follows here. We have to go through the sugyas and see it inside. Just giving you general klolim as you go through the sugyas. When we say Yeshliach Advaravera, why Yeshliach Advaravera? Because it's Nasa Machmoso. The person is an independent person. What happens if I create a situation where he doesn't realize it? Totally, he doesn't realize it's an Aver, he doesn't know anything about it. So then we say Yeshliach Varve. I tell someone, I'm sitting in a house. As far as anyone knows, I own the house. It's mine. The belongings belong to me. I invite someone in and say, you know, I want you to take all my belongings, put it in a warehouse. Does he have any clue? Yeah, no clue. I'm sitting in the house, ostensibly it's mine. Oh, it's mine. So therefore, there, it's Nasa Machmoso, because the person, well, you can't say, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, show me. No, you can't say, boy, he's definitely going to do it, because he has no clue that there's anything wrong with what he's doing. That's Tosfos the Klal. Now, not all Rishonim like. So if you take Tosfos has his kash against the first pshat in Rashi. And he comes with a second pshat. Now, if you take a look in the Mukhe Yosef here, Mukhe Yosef says, HaKohen HaMoshchuch is Chayiv. Like the Rambam. Only the Ganav is chayav. Okay. Fidvarov, according to this, you have to say, the Ganav is chayav, Mishum de Kohenu. He's a Hushlucho. Avakavi and Shlechadvara favor. I know Hechash de Shlech Yoda be Milsa de Yisura. He knows that it's also the Ekalamayim, the very Rav, the very Tom, the very Mishum. Avahocha lekalamayim ahocha. Chayav Sholcha. Because Achronim, according to Rabbi Ozal Hodder, it says, Haritva Kadushin Shom, Gafman Beis Amid Beis, and an Ochron. And it gives a whole bunch of kashas. Okay, so this is the outline of what we're going to be doing for the next immediate future. That means, the immediate future, first of all, we have to understand what Gneva is. Kinyan Hafkia, Kinyan Hachnas, what Kavona I have to have. Number one, there, take a look at Tosas and Ksubas. Take a look in Shur Ben Chaim Alevi, both where he quotes Ksubas Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Look in the index, you'll find he quotes in a whole bunch of places. And where he quotes Tosas Nun Vav Amid Beis. And that is Me'etzer Shem Bli Neder, the outline of what we do immediately. And then we'll call on Rabbi Adas to tell us Kinyan Hafkia, Kinyan Lahachnos, and everything. But like everything, you have to see the material to talk intelligently about it and do it in an intelligent, complete manner. Point well made, Rabbi? Okay. That's the first thing we'll do. Then we'll try to understand the various three shitas we've shown him. And then we'll get into Shleach Hadvar Avera. Okay.